Senate Bill 89 was Senator Dennert's bill that was had to do with levies. Representative McCauley, would you like to discuss the amendment and the 89 CA? And I guess for purpose of discussion, if somebody would second that, second by Monroe, discussion on 89 CA, and then we will have a motion to remove from the table, but I think we'll address the amendment first so they know what they're bringing off the table.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I don't recall the bill number, the one that we passed earlier. 1112. Thank you, Mr. Nelson. We passed a House Bill 1112, which allowed a school district to take and by resolution refer an opt-out to a vote. And the effective date for legislation, I believe, is June 1st, or July 1st, and opt-outs have to be done by July 15th. And as such, the legislation that we passed, House Bill 1112, will only be effective for 15 days. What we're asking, or what I'm asking the committee to do, is since House Bill 1112 passed both houses by more than a two-thirds vote, is take Senate Bill 89 off the table and hog house it and basically include the text of House Bill 1112 with an emergency clause. So this would be effective and allow school boards to use this procedure for an extra couple of months this year. So that's the purpose of the motion.
Okay, let me, now you all know that. I guess we've moved and seconded the amendment. That may be a little premature, but I at least wanted to have you discuss, hear what we were going to propose. At this time, I would, we need a motion to take, was it 1112, or 89 off the table. That'd be 55.2. Is there a motion to remove Senate Bill 89 from the table? Representative Smith moves, second by McCauley. Any discussion on removing Senate Bill 89 from the table? Seeing none, those in favor of removing Senate Bill 89 from the table will vote aye, opposed nay, and the secretary will call the roll on the motion to remove from the table Senate Bill 89 for the purposes of amending and reintroducing.
Farley?
Aye.
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 Ned?
Aye.
Carrier? Aye. Motion carries. 89 is off the table. I will use the same people who moved the motion and seconded on 89A CA at this time. Any further discussion on that amendment? Representative McCauley.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. If I could just follow up, I'm just looking back at House Bill 1112, and that bill passed out of this committee 15-0. And then ultimately pass the House 53-14, just for the committee's information. So again, I just checked with Claire, and assuming that 89 CA is placed on the bill and it moves through both houses as the last one did, it would become effective upon the governor's signature, and again, it would give the school boards additional couple of months this year yet to use this bill. So I'd encourage your support for 89 CA. Thank you.
Quick question is for you as a member of the Code Commission, and that would, this would essentially supersede what has already passed. If this were to pass.
Mr. Chairman, that is indeed correct. I spoke with Doug Decker, who is code counsel, about this, and he's informed me that when we pass two pieces of similar legislation, they make them work together, and so that basically you're exactly correct. This would supersede it and would become effective immediately.
Because the wording is exactly the same except for the emergency clause. Okay. Any further discussion? Representative Koistra?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'm not sure if there's any public testimony for this, but I'm not sure what this amendment does. I didn't know this was coming up, and I didn't carry the bill home in my pocket with me. I assume it's, but is there any testimony for this, or anyone would want to comment?
Well, we could certainly ask for any testimony at this time. Again, this bill did pass without the emergency clause, this committee 15-0, and I believe that there would be appropriate to ask for any public testimony. I know there are people. Mr. Nelson, if you'd like to comment at this time, I know you've had some interest in this.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee. Dan Nelson representing the Sioux Falls Area Chamber of Commerce. I think Representative McCauley did a great job of explaining the bill. House Bill 1112 gives school boards the option of declaring an opt-out election instead of waiting for it to be petitioned. That was brought here by the Brookings School District, among others. It passed here, this committee, by a unanimous margin. It passed the House by two-thirds and the Senate unanimously. If this action today were not to take place, 1112 becomes effective July 1st. But present statute says that opt-outs must be declared before July 15th. Anybody that's going to opt out and would like to use this mechanism is going to have to wait until after July 1st and before July 15th. You pass the same bill that's already passed the legislature with an emergency clause, and as Representative McCauley explained, this mechanism that seems to be popular and desirable is available for use sooner than it otherwise would be. And that's the essence of the reason for trying this. It's a bill that is not going to pass out of this committee. We have talked to the original sponsor of Senate Bill 89 and told him that this would happen or could possibly happen, and he understands that his original bill is not likely to pass the House. So he's been informed of this use of the bill title. I'd be happy to answer any questions.
Okay. Any questions for Mr. Nelson? Yes.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Does this still, this doesn't mean we have to have a special election. It still just goes on at the next election then?
It does not speak to the timing of the election. I believe the statute says that after an election is certified for an opt-out, one must be conducted within 60 days, if I'm not mistaken. Now, if there is another election in that intervening time, then I'm sure that they can be linked up. But this does not speak to when the election would be held. That's existing statute. This affects that not a bit.
And it still is that the school district may refer.
Yes, and it's permissive. That's a good point.
Yeah. Any further discussion, or Representative Elliott?
Thank you, Mr. Yeah. Chairman.
Don't want to blow everything away here. Question for the sponsor of the amendment.
Mr. McCauley?
Mr. McCauley, if this is a good idea now, why wasn't it a good idea a couple weeks ago?
Representative McCauley.
Mr. Chairman, thanks. Representative Elliott, I voted for House Bill 1112, and as such, I've agreed to bring this amendment. I wasn't one of the sponsors of 1112 or one of the people, the motivating factors behind that bill. So I think it was just an oversight, and I think when we, after the bill passed and passed both houses, I spoke with Mr. Nelson. He looked at it and said, man, we did all this work for this great idea, had overwhelming support in both houses, and we've only got 15 days this year where we can use it. So if it's such a good idea, let's make it available for a longer period of time this year.
Any other committee discussion or public testimony on this issue at this time? Seeing none, those in favor of the amendment 89CA, which effectively amends the bill as taken off the table, will vote aye. Opposed, nay. And the clerk will call the roll.
Bartling, aye.
Baraka, aye.
Davis, Elliott, aye. Garnas,
aye.
Heineman,
aye.
Junkie, Clastra,
aye.
McCauley,
aye.
McCoy,
aye.
Monroe,
aye.
Van Norman, Wick,
aye.
Smith,
aye.
Carrier,
aye. Motion carries, goes to the floor. Do pass as amendment passes. Yes, we need to do pass as amended motion then.
Was that
we amended the bill, and so now we need to have a do pass.
Do pass. Mr. Chairman, I would make that motion.
Okay. Is there a second? Second by Monroe. Any discussion on do pass as amended? Seeing none. Those in favor of the do pass as amended motion will vote aye. Opposed, nay. The clerk will call the roll. Do pass as amended on Senate Bill 89.
Bartling, aye.
Baraka, aye.
Davis, Elliott,
aye.
Garnas,
aye.
Heineman,
aye.
Junkie,
aye.
Clastra,
aye.
McCauley,
aye.
McCoy,
aye.
Monroe,
aye.
Van Norman, Wick,
aye.
Smith,
aye.
Carrier,
aye. Motion carries.
Mr. Chairman.
Representative Bogalka.
I move consent.
Move consent by Bogalka.
Second.
Second by Smith. Those in any discussion? Yes. There is one coming. I don't think it matters. All those in favor of the consent motion will say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Motion carries. A title amendment would be in order.
Mr. Chairman, I have a title amendment, and if I could just read it, I don't have one for distribution. But on page 1, line 1 of the Senate engrossed bill, delete everything after in Act 2 and insert, allow school boards to initiate a vote relating to the imposition of an excess tax levy and to declare an emergency. And on page 1, delete line 2.
Is there a second? Any discussion? Hearing none, those in favor of the title amendment will say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Motion carries. Title is so amended.